Huh? What's your favorite thing about the Christmas story? Baby Jesus? Good. How about Mary? How many like Mary? Yeah. How about how many like the sheep? Oh, good. How many like the story about the manger? How many just like all of it? Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to read to you Luke 2. All right. Abandoned ship. You could be up here with them. Nobody know. Amen. Merry Christmas. Yes. All right. Luke chapter 2. Hey, you want to listen? Hey. Conroy, is that you? Yeah, buddy. I know you guys' names. You better be careful. All right, here we go. Hey, Grandma, I'm going to get you. Yeah. There you go. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee unto the city of David, unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. That's pretty sad. Can you imagine? Your mommy's going to have a baby, and they say, sorry, you can't go to the hospital, no room. And then you go to a hotel, and they say, no vacancy, can't get in. But one guy says, whose kids are these? Oh, thank you. The angels are not supposed to sing fa-la-la-la-la yet. Okay? It's not yet. I got to get to the shepherds here, all right? So, you know what they told them? Sorry, no room. And they had to go to a stable, to a manger. A manger is a place that you put food in to feed the cows and the sheep. Yeah. Isn't that amazing? Well, let's read on. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day, in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Hey, boys. Hey. Hey. Shh. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there is with the angels a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. And it came to pass, while they were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all those things and pondered them in the heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Gentlemen, Conroy, Logan, look now. This is a true story. Isn't it amazing how that God loved us so much that he sent his only begotten Son unto the world so that you and I could go to heaven someday? The Bible said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That is the Christmas story in a nutshell. That's the way it is. It's a story about Jesus who came to love us and give himself for us. And you know, boys and girls, how many of you are going to get a present tomorrow? You know, at our house, we used to open one present on Christmas Eve night, which is tonight, and then tomorrow then we open the rest of the presents. How many of you have ever had a birthday party? Y'all had a birthday party? You never had a birthday party? Oh, you have. Oh, I was going to get after your daddy. And a birthday party, what do? They bring you what? Presents. Now, you don't give presents to the friends that come. They give presents to the one that had the birthday. Now, I want to ask you a question. If this is Jesus' birthday, why do we give presents to everybody else and don't give one to Jesus? Because why? Because we're crazy? Because we don't know what we're doing? You know what? At Harry's Baptist Church, we bring a present to Jesus. Do you have one to bring to Jesus tonight? Boy, I do too. You know, boys and girls, I hope that your Christmas will be very special this year. And that you remember what Christmas is all about. It's about Jesus Christ. And that he died. He came to this earth so that he could die for us and give us life everlasting. I'm going to pray. Can you boys be quiet? I'm going to pray. All right? Shh. Dear Heavenly Father, would you impress in our hearts, as well as these children's hearts, the importance of Christmas. Thank you for loving us and caring for us. Thank you for supplying our needs, answering our prayers, and thanks for another year that we can serve you. Bless our families of this church. Help us to be a lighthouse for those who have never heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. And dear God, I pray that anyone here today that not sure they're saved, not sure that they have a home in heaven, that right now, that they would invite Christ to be their Savior. Lord, as they would pray, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive my sins and come into my heart and save me right here and right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. This kind of reminds me of what must have been in the stable where Jesus was, and all the cattle and the sheep were blatting and mooing, and chickens were clucking and ducks were quacking. Yes, ma'am. All right. Let's sing Away in a Manger. Can you help me, boys and girls?
Yeah.
Away in a manger.
manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky look down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing. The baby wakes. Little Lord Jesus, no crying he may. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky, and by my cradle till morning is nigh.
Okay, let's go. Can you find your mom and dad? Because I'm sure they can't wait to find you. Thanks, Gavin.